Next, an international public service announcement by the United States government.
Early on January 1st, 2008, as they were leaving a New Year's Eve celebration, an American diplomat and a Sudanese citizen, both employed by the U.S. Agency for International Development, were shot and killed in an ambush in Khartoum, Sudan. John Granville, 33 years old, had been working on democracy and governance programs for USAID in support of a landmark peace agreement that ended Sudan's long civil war. Abdulrahman Abbas Rahama, 39, had joined USAID as a member of its disaster assistance response team for Darfur. Five men were arrested and convicted in connection with the killings, but four escaped, and two remain at large, most recently somewhere in Somalia. Identified as the leader of the attack, Mohamed Makawi Ibrahim Mohamed is a Sudanese national, 29 years old, with black hair and dark brown eyes. He has ties to a group in Sudan called Al-Qaeda in the Lands of the Two Niles that had plotted to attack U.S., Western, and Sudanese interests. Abdelbasit Al-Haj Al-Hassan Haj Hamad was identified as the second shooter in the attack. He also is a Sudanese national, believed to be between 30 and 34 years old, with black hair and dark brown eyes. For their role in the attacks, they have been designated as terrorists, and information on their whereabouts is being sought by the United States government. The Rewards for Justice program is offering a reward of up to $5 million each for information leading to the capture of these men. The United States guarantees that all reports will be investigated and the identity of all informants will be kept confidential. If appropriate, the United States is prepared to protect informants by relocating them. If you have information on either of these men, contact the Regional Security Office at the nearest U.S. Embassy. Submit a tip on the Rewards for Justice website, www.rewardsforjustice.net, or email information to rfj@state.gov.
That was an international public service announcement by the United States government.